Christian Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am this moment in linear time flow is that just experienced a full moon there in this past 7 days. And to be honest with you, this energy shift is kind of heavy to me. So I'm really looking forward to do the breathing exercise to connect in this field of oneness, to being part of something mutual, larger, supportive energy that we can all connect for one another, for our own creation. So today's focus I'd like to give is embracing divine timing. Embracing divine timing. Stay tuned for this energy channeling. I like to make my awareness open to receive this channeling today. And first off, we like to do the conscious breathing exercises and a guided meditation, the quickest practical meditation being Current Here Now, by connecting ourselves using our conscious breath. And the second segment, as usual, I like to use together 3 minutes to deliver the intuitive insight for delivering that energy view for those who requested the intuitive reading. You can also request your life's curious matter to receive the intuitive insight from me by sending me a direct message over Facebook, Twitter, June Universe, J-U-N-E Universe. How do you do is that to assign any kind of symbol for what you would like to get the insight for, and then let me know what category of life you are curious about. Is that a relationship, or is that a family matter? Is that about your career or spirituality? And then I will pick your request here every week using our 3 minutes to deliver the insight reading energy around your symbol without knowing your personal stories or situation. So pure intuitive insight and interpretate for useful information, practical information. So that's why selecting the category would help me interpretate the view for your practical use. And if it's resonating, take it, it's yours. If it's not, and please do not take it, because I totally respect your choice. And I believe that you're the most knowledgeable person about your life, all of us. And it's nice to have an options and another view to take a look, so that might help us expand the choices of view to take a look at the situation, because we all have a blind spot. So that's what the purpose here, and I provide it for free as a community service. Why? because you request that reading, and that gives me an opportunity to use that energy to facilitate the oneness quickly with other listeners. So that serves all of us to connect as one field for energy and to use that power for one another's each of own intentional creation and healing. So please stay tuned that, and if you're listening to with the platform that ending with a 15-minute segment, and then please check that link for the next segment at the description area. So I will post that link to guide to the next segment, so you're not going to miss anything about what we are doing here. All right. So let us connect our breath as one and align to here now by updating your awareness to your body, mind, body, emotional body, and physical body here now together. And allow my voice guide your attention. The energy moves where attention is given. Consciously navigating our attention. Allow your energy to be here now, current, using our breath. And breath allow us to moment by moment the energetic relatedness connection to be redirected and realigned to that new way of connecting. So idea is to use a consciousness, which is a 5% of a human system, rest of other is subconscious and conscious, to consciously use our power and the breath and attention energy to fully connect each part of you as one here now together and co-create the field energy of oneness. So let us how do we do is in taking the air from the nose, breathing in all the air energy around you into your physical body, lungs and stomach, and keep it in your trunk as much as you can, as if you have a balloon inside of your stomach, and make it biggest as much as you can, and let that out slowly from the mouth, along with no longer serving whatever the memories, event, people, sense of self, the pattern of energy, the habit that you want to let go of, releasing with exhale. We do this three times with eyes open, wide awake, and then notice what you are noticing while I'm navigating your attention. All right, so let's do that. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, from the nose, go 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. One more time. Counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2, 3. Hold it. The last one. Let us use the voice when we exhaling. Use the sound of out and let all this no longer serving from your system, your being. Let that out with the sound of your voice. Ready? Go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Hope you are noticing that difference before and after. I just love this simple breathing exercise would redirect a sense of self that before I was little stiff around my neck and shoulders, and then now a little bit of stretching, all the air is flowing in, coming in to my neck and shoulder. That's what I notice. How about you? So we have another 2 minutes in plus, and I would like to start channeling this focus of this day, embrace divine timing, and see how it comes. And then I have a feeling that I'm carrying this topic to the next segment. So please come join for the next segment. Check in the description. I will post that link for you to come join for the next segment. So the timing is everything. It's not the time, how many times you do visit done, but that timing. This reminds me of jumping rope that you are playing with others and watching the rhythm and noticing that flow with your eyes and sound that rope is coming and going, jumping, and then you're moving your body and be in the flow to be part of the co-creating using your sensor and physical body to be in the magical zone of that oneness. It's such a simple thing, however, that these divine timing is sometimes it's hard to notice. One of these moment feeling of that left aloneness. It's like experiencing the storm and the middle of storm, and you all wet and soaked out, and when it's gonna be ending, it feels like forever being in this under the crowd and rain and wet and and it's losing the hope that the sun shining back again after the storm and to expecting the rainbow. And that is the illusion. So how do we want to manage that divine timing? I'm gonna carry this to the next segment. So come join me and click the link. Until then, all my love. This is June Universe. So, what we can do to notice this divine timing, carrying over this topic from the previous segment, is that we are so intimate to ourselves, our mind, our emotion, and our beings as in a creator. And sometimes it's so intense to give birth to something that creator self is squeezing each part of us, our knowledge, creativity, inspiration, physical ability, and skills and tools to make that available for earthy, shareable reality. And sometimes that intensity and oneness with our creator self is so occupied, invading the space for observer self, that observing our life on earth, you may see as an higher self or the bird's eye or divine self. Everything is happening here and now, and sometimes we forget about that reality. Time and space, physical presence, past, present, future, all happening here now. So, what we can observe, the experience in physical, you, me, as in a human body experience on earth, and feels like a hope forever remaining that same on illusion. Can we change a perspective of the way we connect and see in the here and now continuous moment? A little bit of detachment to that intense conscious creator self. How do we do that? Remove yourself. Give ourselves the space from that intense, focused energy. How do we do? Remove that attention from your creation and being part of larger scale universe, element of the universe, anything that would allow you space for that particular laser-like creative focus. Knowing that we are part of universe. Universe is within us. And physical creation with the energetic, creative control by our attention moves the energy. Without our attention, energy is not piling, creating, gathering. So step back, detach, and timing is to choosing which connecting part of this available universal point, as knowing that perfectly aligned to that highest joy, excitement, love, passion, simply removing from that hardworking, endless effort. Hopelessness, from the tire in under the storm, losing hope state. It is about how we notice that energy around us. When we physically tired or too much intensity going on, emotion brings information to, hey, release it, let that go, detach it, too much. Sometimes it's feeling too much is not enough and overheated. When we get overheated, it destroys what most precious to us. We know that. However, it's just a loving human being sometimes to engage into that and unable to resonate with that perfect timing. Simply know that there is a divine timing outside of your knowledge and experience. Let that universe guide your resonance to what you are highest exciting, passionate, loving creation. It is available. Remind yourself with divine timing. Perhaps it's not ideal for your timing, but know that larger idea, wiser idea, something that you are yet inexperienced, joy is here when you surrender your own knowledge and experience-based time to make it happen. Allow that to come in divine timing and embrace your highest good to have that come in the perfect alignment in a time and space here now. This is June Universe. Hope this brings some informative channeling. Well, I like to give that 3 minutes blind energy reading quickies. Today's reading, I like to mix with pick. I like to pick them request from the both love life and life path. So when I'm delivering this intuitive insight using our 3 minutes, I would like you to choose the feeling, what kind of feeling you like to experience being part of this oneness energy. Something that you would like to redirect your attention or resonate to, more open or hopeful or excited, inspired, loving. These are all good feeling. Happy, joy. Loving. And if you recently went through the challenging period, like losing someone, or heartbroken, or heavy heart, or then you may want to just choosing to becoming back to the neutral 0 point, calm, peace, loving, Loving is always good and hopeful, hopeful. So the idea is to, when we connect in the field of oneness energy, something that larger than we individual can create as an a unity energy, and connecting is being supported your own intentional creation as on a collective for your local creation. So that's why it's so important to have that ideal change that you like to create. And then at the same time, join in as an one energy and send a good thought to the reading requester as if they're experiencing your perfect way. So then, when you send a good thought to them, and the energy return system of the universe is coming back to you to help you embody the feeling you chose for today's togetherness. That's the benefit and the beauty of universal energy return system. Okay, so the first reading I would like to give is from the Love Life. And again, that if you would like to have that intuitive reading, you need to be over 21 years old. Why? Because if you are underage, I encourage you to go out and experience your life first and getting to know what you are and what you would like to experience before getting something else's input. And once you establish some sense of self, and then might be good to have an other informations as an option, choices to choose from. But I would like you to believe in yourself and go out and experience the success and failure both to grow and know about your own value. So that's why I ask to request over 21 years old. And those of you who are mature enough, and you can have that free reading here. I've been providing this intuitive reading over 15 years for mostly personal sessions, and here uses as an community service, and this opportunity to create that oneness, to facilitate the energy. And this is one of my quickest way to facilitate that field energy. So that's what I provide my service for that purpose as in a community to get together and quickly facilitate the energy field. And if it's resonating, the reading I deliver, and take it. It's free. It's yours. And then if it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I totally respect you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. So do not take it. However, if you notice it's not right, it's wrong, and then that information will give you an idea what you're looking for. So sometimes, like a no, will give you clarity for what you are looking for. It's not this direction, but then this narrowing down the direction that you're heading. So either way, it will be fine. And, yeah, I would like to keep your private information private. And assign the one symbol, any kind of symbol that represent what you are curious about, your life's own matter, not someone else's. And let me know that category, what it's all about. Like, that is the family matter, or love life, or life path, or career. And then that without personal stories or information, help me to turn into your particular topic energetically and read the energy intuitively and deliver as a practical insight according to that category of your life area. So, and then how you're going to send is to please direct message me over Facebook or Twitter, June Universe. May, June, July, June, J-U-N-E, Universe, one word, at June Universe. You can find me over Facebook or Twitter. And let me know. So I will pick your symbol here and deliver the message. At the same time, you will help us connect with the field of oneness. So thank you for helping us by requesting your intuitive reading. Okay, so here is the 3 minutes, and I would like to pick that reading request from Love Life. Dragonfly, the first one, Dragonfly. Here's your 3 minutes. I'm getting the sense that there isn't a field of openness that sometimes around April of this month, and in the sense of feminine energy with the gathering with like-minded people or having fun, and I'm hearing lots of laughter and great food under the sky with the lunch setting, the blue sky and people smiling and getting to know as an community in a sense. I'm having a sense that that openness of that feeling that you have is still remaining in this particular relationship. And the sky is the limit. And then I get the cosmic energy that there is a soul connection to this particular relatedness and that spiritual connection with this partner, and the door will be open on your path with this relationship. That something about the word that you guys walk on is truly useful for co-creating some writing or book or something like that. I think that there is a mutual understanding, authenticity, and highly creative energy with the art and the funness and playfulness. I'm seeing that you are so relaxed outside being yourself, and the partner is so airy but very smart. And smart and creative, supportive gentleness, and highly intelligent but very reliable. I like it. Refined creativity all around. It's very mature. That I'm getting the sense that currently that connecting each other's growing steps as an next phase of this connection that I'm seeing. Something holy is holding both of you in the next 2-3 months, that it's going to be more feeding, secure about what you've been creating, supported by holiness and the creativity and communication with the word and the heart open is just perfect. I like it. I'm sending healing energy to get going with that and enjoy each process of being you and co-creating something shareable in the physical reality. Good luck. This is Dragonfly category of love life. I like this smart, clean, connecting, loving energy. Okay, the next one from Life Path, Star Life Path. I got the sense that this particular life path topic is something to do with the communication, and I feel that you're holding that word and chewing it and uncomfortable and knowing that this must be speak out and connect the heart to deliver it. And something connecting a little bit of business, but it's more of a spiritual connection with souls, knowing that something need to be cleared out. And you can use the business skill as to expressing it, but something chaotic is bothering for you to do that. I feel that you're preparing writing, and that's a good move for you to do it. And seems to be open communication for the other person's side is fully prepared with the paper and the files, and natural self is there once you are ready to connect. I feel that sense of self is unclear about particular situation for you to fully commit in at this point, and know that it is part of you, and as long as you are indecisive about this, and that's gonna get your attention, and you know that it's uncomfortable, it may be pose some other situations, but the crystal clear thing that you may want to feel comfortable to develop the healthy connectedness to this matter. So I highly encourage to use your feminine power and creativity and very business-like delivery to mirror your feeling and practice it until you feel comfortable, and then you feel grounded and take action. That somehow it's good to cover your feet more with until you feel comfortable. Good luck. This is a star category of life path. Okay, so that next one I am also picking from Life Path. Tulip. Here we go. Okay, I'm getting the sense that this is a very perfect time to renew, and everything seems to be smooth, more than you would expect. And just allow the flow to take care of you once you decide to do it. And then everything seems to be come and go perfectly, more than you expected. I sense that you feel that it requires a lot of effort. You need to do this, and then you got to deal with it, but not so much seems like. And that's your illusion, and that's a part of old you, and it can be playful, and it's so light and smooth, more than you would experience. And I'm getting the sense that there is an helper. It's the young man in his late 20 or early 30 that it's very capable for supporting what you wanted to do, and then you thought it's going to be hard, but take it as a piece of cake, and then you will feel like, whoa, that can be happening. It's outside of what you thought it would be like, and such a wonderful feeling. So pay attention to that timing is, let's see, do it within this month. And before 25th, it would be a good things to do. And after that, it's you're gonna lose the benefit of that. So do it in the morning time before it really get hot and humid and feeling tired. So use the momentum from your fresh eye, from waking up fresh in the morning flow to just do it, go with the flow, and you're gonna love what you did for yourself and amazingly being supported by the flow. Nothing else much about that. The things that I would like you to remember it is the things can be different in the future. And maybe your knowledge and thinking analytic way is helpful sometimes, but sometimes just doing is a lot simpler without analyzing it much. Good luck. This is the tulip category of life path. I like this. This is a very positive light flowing to it. Okay, so the next one is love life. Love life. Unicorn. Unicorn. Okay. I'm getting the sense that this particular love life is becoming every day being part of your rhythm, and I'm getting the sense that every day is doing a good for your body and your heart and your spirit and a nice rhythm, and it's getting to starting to get boring and no surprises and passionate. Special, unexpected, happy kind of surprises. And sometimes it's nice to have it, but look around and find the happiness among the current situation is one of the exercise that you can do. Because I'm having the sense that whoever the partner will be for you, you're gonna experience the similar in the pattern of energy that you're into with this relationship matters. And then I know that you're noticing that pattern, and then here we go again. So this is a wonderful opportunity to create some appreciation list and finding some passion outside of the relationship partnership. But your way of entertaining yourself, amusing yourself, and boosting the second chakra energy, the relationship, intimacy, and partnership, and to stimulate that, bring that energy into that instead of expecting what we can do, and then you and a partner can do kind of space, and then watching and noticing. So you can use your own energy and be creative and ignite them. love as the way more than you could imagine. And I'm kind of sensing that once you ignite it, and then the partner will co-create to take it to the something new level. That will be a magical and enjoyable experience for both of you to deepen in your love and intimacy. This is the energy I'm sensing for the unicorn love life. I'm sending lots of love and creative energy for stimulating your connectedness. Good luck. Thanks for your request. Okay. The last one I would like to pick is Life Path Mint Candy. Mint Candy. Here is your 3 minute. Okay, I'm getting the sense that this particular topic is ready, crystal clear, and it's a very ideal and beautiful that creation that you worked on effortlessly, but very refined. And I know that you are really liking it. So use that connection to your creation and what you're capable and the experience and the world around you as one, as in a circle. I'm getting the sense that your cultural value is also being part of that because of your presence. And your way of communicating seems to be that right on target. And then it started to grow as a mature and almost reaching the fullness. I'm getting September is the full, and October is going to be really maturing. Right now is the bird is coming open and blue sky and breathing, and you must enjoy what you created on particular this matter and enjoy all the beauty and beautiful creative aspect that you are capable and sharing and go into expand. So find some ritual that I encourage you each morning to honor in your available creativity and beauty and what you've created and connecting to the world around you with that as in a spiritual ritual, as an morning routine that will be really helpful to bring you into that next step stage of this life path that you are working on since this sometimes around June. I'm getting the sense that really connecting to the money and the green abundance of a hard-fitting goal is due very soon near future. Very profitable business with connecting ideal your skill you already have, and the door will be open with the word, with connected with your heart and the sound of the circle of community that you created is going to flow into the perfect gateway opening for your next stage of your success. Good luck. I'm sending lots of energy for your creation. This is the mint candy category of life path. Thank you for your request. So you can also request your intuitive reading, sending me a direct message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe, JUNE Universe. Look forward to receiving and intuiting your needs. So how's your embodying your feeling? I hope that you are getting closer to what you wanted to feel experience for. So let us take a short moment and take a deep breath together and exhale into closing today's gathering. Ready? Let's do that. Counting 3, 1, go. Thank you for co-creating wonderful energy of oneness. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.